Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within. Damn, damn.
Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast. If you're not subscribing right now, you need to go ahead and click the subscribe button right now. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Spotify, you name it, we've got it. YouTube, CastBox, all of it. You can go to trueunderdog.com. Listen, I'm here to give you today tips to being a better leader and an entrepreneur. Three tips, four tips, five tips. Let's see what I can squeeze out today. The new year just passed. It's early January. I'm still in Michigan. It's gray. It's snowing. But it's 2021, baby. I'm excited about what's next. I'm excited about taking on the year and punching it right in the face. I'm excited to take my goals that I didn't accomplish in 2020 and put them at the top of the list in 2021. But really, I'm excited to give those listeners, those viewers, those underdogs out there an opportunity to learn something that I wish people would have told me back in the day that would have been like, hey, man, this can be a little easier because I am stagnant. Sometimes I get struggling, I hit blockades, and I get frustrated. And how do you overcome some of that stuff? And that's the key here that we're going to focus on today's episode, some tips there. Now, let me tell you something. If you're going into business for yourself right now, or you're looking to be a sales manager, you're going into some kind of unlimited potential income position, and it's new to you, there is no elevator, guys. You are taking the damn steps. It is patience and it takes time and time and time. You are building something slow. You are building something for your future to have freedom, to have financial stability. This isn't, I'm going to open a business or take this sales job real fast and life's going to change tomorrow. I've opened up three companies. I've been a part of three businesses, opened up two from the bottom out, like literally opened it up out of a bedroom and started it. I will tell you that you need to make your first business a side hustle, or you need to have a pocket of cash to be able to live off of. Because when you open your first company or you take a sales job, you have to understand that you're not going to get paid a lot up front. It takes some time to get there, right? The most successful people that make the most money, you look real estate, all this, that's sales, guys. People make money doing sales. People that can talk to people, that can build relationships, that can make a friend, that can enroll people to do what they're doing and they get excited and they're passionate about things, they make the most money in this world. That's how this works. So if that's who you are, you're one of those sales folks, or you're an entrepreneur, you got this great idea and you want to open this business, you have to understand and be prepared that there's three rules in this when you run a company. One, when money's coming in, you pay your people first. Number one, pay your people. Number two, you pay your vendors. If you don't have people, you don't have vendors, you don't have anything. You don't have no product. You have no people selling your product. And number three, whatever's left, reinvest as much as you can back into the business, back into the brand, and then pay yourself a little. That is important. Or pay yourself nothing if you can. I went 19 months in Power Home Solar without a paycheck and about 14 months in ISI Alarms without a paycheck. Why? Well, it's pretty simple. I had a nugget of money the first time and I made sure that I could work two jobs till I was ready to bounce and then I was finally getting paid. And then with Power Home Solar, it didn't have any money to give me. I took the money I made from the home security business, gave it back to the solar company. I sold my house. I've had my wife giving me the stink eye. The kids getting pissed off. I'm like, guys, I got to double down. I'm betting on me. I love solar and I love where we're going. I know we lost money. I know I didn't get paid. Have faith. Trust me. I got this. And I stayed strong and I stayed hungry and I doubled down. And it took about 19, 20 months and finally started getting a paycheck at the solar company. But I gave everything I ever earned, everything in savings, my house, everything back to that company and doubled down and bet on me. And if you aren't willing to take risks and you're not willing to bet on yourself and you're not willing to play to win, your ass shouldn't be an entrepreneur. Your ass should not open a company because you don't have the balls, the guts, or the shoulders for it. You have got to figure out if you can step up and handle that kind of pressure. I love pressure. If you can handle pressure and you can play in that game and you can bet on yourself and you take that hand you're dealt and you try to win every damn time, If you have that mentality, you'll do very well. But you cannot get greedy. You cannot take shortcuts. You cannot pay yourself lucrative money and go, I'm opening a business so I can buy all these cars and boats and houses tomorrow. Eh. You're chasing the wrong thing. You're doing the wrong thing. You're opening a business so you can be your own boss. You're opening a business to give people jobs. You're opening a business to give a product out there that people need. That's why you open a business. Then you're growing a business so eventually you can make some good money. And you're giving people more jobs. And you're getting more customers who need your product. You have to have the simple mentality to do that. You cannot focus on yourself when you run a company. Every decision I make at Power Home Solar, every single damn decision, I don't think of me. I don't think of our executive team. I don't think of Bobby. I don't think of Kenny. I don't think of Stacy. I don't think of Jennifer. I think of the brand of 1,700 employees. I make a decision. What is the best for the majority? What is going to impact most of those employees? Then the customers. I am selfless. You can't be selfish in business or you won't grow. You have to reinvest in your brand, your people, and your company. You cannot get selfish. Selfish is at the end. When you're out, when someone buys you out, when someone takes you over, when you're ready to step away, that's when you get to be a little selfish because you've given all your sweat, your sacrifice, your blood, your tears, your hours, your fear, your stress to the company. That, my friends, is when you can be selfish. So that was tip one, right? Pay your people, pay your vendors. Third, reinvest into the company, whatever little bit left, then pay yourself. So get used to eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches and get used to not having some cool cars for a while when you open a business. It takes time to get there. I sold all my shit after I opened a business and really downsized and then built back up slowly. That's that tip. Here's another tip. We just went through a pandemic. We're still going through it. You know, 2020 was a crazy shit year. I just had a podcast where I was like, F China and all this stuff, right? I was venting. I'm a human being. I get pissed. I get fired up. I drop the bomb. At least you know what you're getting with me. I don't sugarcoat it. I don't hide from it. I don't dance or pussyfoot around it. I'm as real as it gets, dude. I am to the T a real person. This is who I am. I don't try to pretend to be something. I didn't finish high school. I didn't go to college. I don't have an education. I never had money. I lived in a trailer park. Like nothing was ever given to me. I have earned every damn thing I've got. So all you're getting from me, guys, is life experiences of bumps, bruises, blood, sweat, tears, you know, rashes, everything that I've gone through that I can share. That's it. That's what I'm trying to give back. So I'd say tip number two would be if things happen like what happened in 2020, you cannot run your company in fear. You cannot be a leader and be scared. You cannot be a leader and be intimidated. You just can't. You have to have control. There were times in my career early on, I was intimidated. I ran in fear. I had people that worked for me that had more education. They're smarter. They made more money than me, yet they worked for me. I was intimidated to make them do something or ask them to do something or challenge them to do something. I allowed them to keep me hostage and let my fear and insecurity control me. I mean, this is me being vulnerable to you guys. I allowed my insecurities and my fear to control me. I'll tell you, I ain't like that. I'm not that dude anymore, okay? I don't give a shit. I ain't scared of nothing. You throw it my way, I'm ready to dance and go. I'm saying bring it. But it took a lot of losses, a lot of punches, a lot of falling down the stairs and getting my ass back up to get to this point. You need to listen up. When I was in the home security business at the beginning, I'm 24 years old. I'm running this company first out of my bedroom, then out of my bedroom and a shower tile board from Home Depot is the scheduling board. That's in manila folders, okay? Didn't even have a computer. And I evolved to get a small office. I'm hiring these employees with all this experience and, you know, and they're in sales and they've got education and they've worked for other companies and la-da-la-da-la. And we were struggling hitting our numbers. We weren't hitting our numbers. And I'm like, man, here I am busting my butt. I'm still working at Verizon. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. You know, I'm all in on this. I've just quit Verizon as this moment came. And I'm doubling down on this business. How am I going to make this work? And I'm trying to get these guys to listen up and be the best salespeople they can. And they were challenging me. They weren't listening. They come when they want, go when they want, held me hostage. Well, you like these deals. This is when I sell. And it just started to rub me the wrong way. And I was in a meeting. And we used to spin the wheel and give somebody, hey, good job, man. Ben, you got a deal. Go spin the wheel. Ben would spin the wheel and get a little bit of money. And it was like, yay, you know, all right, good job, Ben. And I feel like I just kept giving and I wasn't getting. And so I was like, hey, look, we didn't hit our numbers this week. Who's willing to do some training on Saturday and work in Saturday afternoon with me? We'll go out and hit some doors. Nobody raised their hand. So I looked at the results and I said, hey, we've got like eight people in here that have zeros. Who out of these eight wants to volunteer and come train and work and be better on Saturday? And nobody raised their hand. One guy goes, I got shit to do. And I just snapped. I lost my cool, dude. He was older. He was probably 45 years old. I was 24. I lost it. I walked right up to him. I was close to his face. I said, listen, I want you to get your shit and get the fuck out of my office. He said, excuse me. I said, I'm not here to play games. Grab your shit and go. Well, I'm one of the top guys here. Well, you're not shit to me because you obviously aren't a team player. You got a big fat zero there and you're too damn good to come work with me. I'm too damn good to have you on my team then. So I want you to get your shit and go find somewhere else to work now. And he did. And I did that because I was pushed, because I was felt like I was held hostage and I was bullied into a corner where I just snapped. All of a sudden, everybody's faces looked completely different. And I said, all right, so who wants to come in on Saturday and train? Like seven hands raised. I said, all right, all of you guys, let's do this. We'll crush it. Got positive again, pat him on the butt, kill it. But that was a pivotal moment for me where I waited so long where I could have kept other people and probably not been such a dick on that meeting, but I got pushed so far that I had to step up and take control. I had to say, this is my show, dude. I'm the producer, I'm the writer, I'm the main actor. Dude, you're an extra in my team right now. In order to be an actor in this team and a producer, you got to earn it and you got to move into this with me so we can build this film industry. But while it's still a small movie, dude, it's my movie. How can we do this? I had to take control. And I am telling you guys out there, find a way to take control. You don't need to be a dick like me or a prick like me, but you need to take control. You cannot be manipulated or held hostage or show a weakness as a leader. Weak leaders get taken advantage of. Nice guys finish last in business, guys. You don't ever have to lie, cheat, or steal or rip anybody off. Those guys are scumbags and belong in jail. But what you do not need to do is be held hostage or be scared to tell somebody to do their job. If you pay someone 100% of their damn paycheck, if their paycheck clears every time, and I told you rule number one, you got to pay your people first. So everybody's checks always clear. I've never missed payroll for employees. Not one damn time. I've not gotten paid many, 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 many times, but not once have they not got paid. So if I'm paying you 100%, but your effort is half-assed or 80% or even 97%, it's not enough. And if I can't take away what you get paid, then your ass is responsible for making up that difference of effort. That's what I feel. You need to get that mentality. You're going to run a business. You can be sweet. You can be kind. You can be motivating. You can be inspiring. But when it push comes to shove, results and pay, you got to hold accountability. Results matter. If their paycheck matters, if they get that check every time, they owe you 100% effort. They don't owe you half-assed. Don't be held hostage. So tip number two is get strong now and learn to manage your business as a leader who's not scared to make decisions and to cut off the fat. I have fired top salespeople all the time because of integrity, mouse, they become cancerous in the company. They don't fit the culture anymore. I'm like, they got to go. I'm not going to be held hostage by a top sales guy who says, I'm one of your best guys. I don't care what you are. We're a machine. Nobody's bigger than our machine. So make sure you're paying attention to that. Tip three, you got to find a way to always be proactively looking long-term. Nothing is forever is what people say, but when it comes to business, I try to envision that this is forever. I try to build the mentality that I am looking long-term. If I only look short-term, now I surround myself with people who look short-term because that's important because I miss some stuff, but I look really long-term. I look, what's going to happen if this happens? What if this happens? What about these doors? What if these open up? What about these? What if they open up? I go down this whole entire process of what could or could not happen as I'm taking that data to make a decision. You have to look long-term. This is a long game. If you're running a business, this is the long game. This ain't the short game. If you're doing the short game, you're in it, you're doing it wrong. You have got to be in it for the long game. And the long game says that it's like planting a bunch of seeds and you need the harvest to grow, right? You can't, it takes time. You got to water it, sun's got to, it takes time. You can't just be out there like, I got it. It's not how this works. You got to take the steps. It's a process, right? You got to make today a little bit more productive than yesterday and tomorrow a little bit more productive than today. And sometimes it's going to feel like you didn't achieve anything. And sometimes it's going to feel like you're not getting better. And sometimes it's going to feel like the results are going nowhere. But I assure you, every day, it is getting better. It is getting easier. And the results are going somewhere. As long as you're putting in the effort and you're doing all the right things, it is. You may not see it. You don't get to watch hair grow. You don't get to see paint dry. It's the same thing in business. It takes time. You're not going to see the results on a daily basis. You're going to see results on a monthly, semi-annually basis and go, wow, look what's happened. But it's not a day-to-day thing. You need to treat it day to day and put in the effort day to day, but you can't measure your results and feel great on a day to day because you'll go nuts. You got to look at it and go, here's what I did. Great. Here's what I did. Great. Because that's how this process works. It's a long-term game. You got to be patient. You got to be hungry and you got to reinvest again in your business and your people. That's so important. Tip four for the day, and then I'm going to wrap it up, is surround yourself with really, really smart people that do things you cannot do. I say this all the time. A couple years ago, I didn't know what the hell EBITDA was. Now we're running a $500 million company and EBITDA is super important for us to go public or have a transaction and bring an investor on. EBITDA, I didn't know. Why? Well, I hired a president, I hired a CFO so I can learn it because I didn't know it, right? I have my business partner's our chief marketing officer. Dude, the guy's a marketing genius. I can market some stuff. I'm pretty creative, but this guy's next level. I need somebody that's better than me to do that. He can't run the company. He can't do the meetings. He can't be the face, but he can do that. I have a chief sales officer that's so organized and so structured that he can really build a sales team that is just ready to rock and roll, right? He also can light up a room and we both are motivating, but really like his role is that. And I don't have the time, patience to really build that up. He does. I need that. He's on our team. You can't run a business and be Superman. You just can't. You got to run a business and be the Avengers. You can be Captain America and call the shots, but you got to be the Avengers. You got to surround yourself with superheroes in your company, in your organization, as partners, as executives, as leaders, and as employees to have all kinds of superpowers to make your company, their company, better. It's very key. Put your ego to the side. You don't know everything. You just don't. Put your money where your mouth is if you think you do. Challenge me and I'll challenge you. There's shit you know I don't, and there's shit I know you don't, because that's how this world works. Everybody's got an edge on something and that they're good at. You got to find out what those goods are in people and you got to utilize them. That's where you can make the biggest difference in your business and in your life, is finding the skill sets and utilizing what they have. Everybody has gifts. Everybody has skill sets. You got to figure out what they are, help them figure it out. You figure it out and place them in a spot. And if it's the same as yours, it's probably not a good fit, but if it's different, it adds value, it's probably a good fit. You need to build like that. Building a business and a life is like a puzzle. You got to fit the right pieces in the right spot. You can't take the same piece every time. I can't take me on my team. You can't take you on your team. But what you can do is, if me and you are different, we can be on a team and we can make this work. So you've got to be positive. You got to get rid of the ego problems, any kind of pride, and you got to be able to say and be humble enough to say, you know what? I need smarter people than me so I can really get this thing going. You got to be able to step aside for the better of the brand, for the better of the company. Put yourself last, not first. And that's what I've got for the tips for entrepreneurs here in 2021. I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to push yourself. I want you to drive yourself to take it to the next level. No more excuses in 2021. Things that you didn't do in 2020, damn it, you put it at the top of your list and you do it in 2021. Do not allow this world to control what you're destined to do. You control your map, baby. You write your map. You're the game changer. You're the one that can step up. I'm looking forward to seeing all those underdogs out there change their lives, open up businesses, inspire people, and do better. That's all I've got. Bam! And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby. Bam!
True Underdog. Unleash the power.